Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Thanks to the historic snowstorm earlier this month, Wyoming lawmakers will stay in session a little longer. The session had already been running behind thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, and after Mother Nature brought virtually all of southern Wyoming to a standstill 2 weeks ago, lawmakers will now have to make up the time. The current session is now slated to run through April 7th, with some big items still on the agenda, including a supplemental budget and cuts in education spending. A bill that would legalize online sports betting passed the Wyoming Senate on a 24-5 vote on Monday. House Bill 133 had already narrowly passed the state house, although it took a reconsideration vote for that to happen. Under the bill, the Wyoming Gaming Commission would impose a 10% tax on sports wagering. In a fiscal note attached to the bill, the Wyoming Legislative Service Office said it could not estimate how much money the bill might raise for state coffers. But the state's illegal sports betting market is estimated at a whopping $449 million, according to the Gaming Commission. Wyoming is currently facing major budget challenges, with the school funding shortfall alone estimated at $300 million when the session started on March 1st. Opponents of the bill in floor debate in the state house worried about the social damage caused by the spread of gambling addiction. But supporters argued that Wyoming residents are already placing sports bets.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Does the wind blow in Wyoming? Oh, baby, does it ever. High winds were the standard across the state yesterday, with eight different locations reporting gusts recorded at hurricane levels. The windiest part of the state was right in our own backyard, as a 92-mile-per-hour gust was recorded in the Sunlight Basin region. The wind played havoc with the interstate travel in southern Wyoming as well. Officials did not close any roads, but did issue high wind warnings and reminded drivers about the dangers of blowovers. Semi-tractor trailers are the most vulnerable to being affected by the high winds, but any high-profile vehicle can fall victim to the high winds. A Cody couple is in deep trouble after police say they found a significant amount of illegal narcotics in the car they were driving. According to published reports, Philip Dobbins and Natosha Martin were initially booked on suspicion of driving under the influence, but more charges were soon added. After a search of Dobbins' 2002 Cadillac DeVille, utilizing PAL's canine drug detection dog, police found marijuana in various forms, and after a more thorough search conducted at the law enforcement center, a large quantity of methamphetamine was also found. It was determined that the quantity was at 12.5 ounces with an estimated street value of over $40,000. The two have been booked into the Park County Jail with significant bonds attached to their cases. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.